From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Gilgal, Godliness Before Service, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 5, we find the children of Israel now encamped inside the land of Canaan, the promised land for which they had so eagerly awaited. Before the conquest began, however, Joshua did something that would have appeared entirely out of place in preparing for war. At the Lord's command, he reinstituted the rite of circumcision there at Gilgal. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is drawing some important parallels between the resumption of circumcision and the necessary preparation every child of God must undertake if he would serve the Lord. By this act, God's people renewed their covenant commitment to Jehovah. The word Gilgal means rolling away. At this point in time, the children of Israel still carried the reproach of Egypt, that place of bondage and slavery. Through the reinstitution of circumcision, that reproach was rolled away, and Israel was now prepared to complete the task they had begun 40 years before. In addition, the rite of circumcision symbolized the mortification of the flesh. In other words, there must be the putting away of sin before a believer can enter into the fullness which Christ has purchased for his people. Christians often are guilty of neglecting God's word or of filling their minds with the things of the world so that they make provision for the flesh. These things must be made right before there can be any service for God. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon.
Our text for this morning is found in Job chapter 19 and verse 25. I know that my Redeemer liveth. The marrow of Job's comfort lies in that little word, my. My Redeemer, and in the fact that the Redeemer lives. Oh, to get hold of a living Christ! We must get a property in Him before we can enjoy Him. What is gold in the mine to me? Men are beggars in Peru, and beg their bread in California. It is gold in my purse which will satisfy my necessities by purchasing the bread I need. So a Redeemer who does not redeem me, an Avenger who will never stand up for my blood, of what avail were such? Rest not content, until by faith you can say, Yes, I cast myself upon my living Lord, and He is mine. It may be you hold Him with a feeble hand. You half think it presumption to say, He lives as my Redeemer. Yet remember, if you have but faith as a grain of mustard seed, that little faith entitles you to say it. But there is also another word here, expressive of Job's strong confidence. I know. To say, I hope so, I trust so, is comfortable, and there are thousands in the fold of Jesus who hardly ever get much further. But to reach the essence of consolation, you must say, I know. Ifs, buts, and perhapses are sure murderers of peace and comfort. Doubts are dreary things in times of sorrow. Like wasps, they sting the soul. If I have any suspicion that Christ is not mine, then there is vinegar mingled with the gall of death. But if I know that Jesus lives for me, then darkness is not dark. Even the night is light about me. Surely if Job, in those ages before the coming and advent of Christ, could say, I know, we should not speak less positively. God forbid that our positiveness should be presumption. Let us see that our evidences are right, lest we build upon an ungrounded hope. And then let us not be satisfied with the mere foundation, for it is from the upper rooms that we get the widest prospect. A living Redeemer, truly mine, is joy unspeakable.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Every time a preacher has a public fall, my, what a scandal. What a scandal. Politicians may have bigger falls. They may rob people of more money than the most audacious fallen preacher. But it's very little as far as public interest is concerned compared to when a preacher falls. Why is that? Because the world has never changed. It's always looking for the opportunity to use the way professing Christians live in order to bring dishonor on the name of their God. If a black Muslim did what Jim Baker did, he would hardly spend 2 years in jail if he ever was brought to court at all. But the fact that it's a professing Christian gives every hack politician, every third-rate journalist, every third-rate music hall comedian, every television personality so-called, gives them all the chance for years to heap dishonor on the name of the Savior. Oh, how careful we ought to be in our walk, walking out of fellowship with God, living in defeat. Is a shame to us, but it is a disgrace to our God. If we are ever to live in the power of the Holy Ghost and do battle against the strongholds of hell and see our Jerichos and our Hazors, etc., fall to the ground, then we must have the reproach rolled away. There must be the rolling away of the reproach before we can begin to do exploits for our God. The renewal of the covenant, the removal of their reproach. But when Joshua was told to institute again this rite of circumcision, he was to teach the children of Israel that before they could ever go forward, their personal godliness would have to be a mortification of the flesh. Now, this is a very old-fashioned term, the mortification of the flesh. Mortification is a putting to death. A putting to death. Circumcision was a cutting off of flesh. It was a putting away, therefore, spiritually, of sin. That's the great need today, as it was then. You remember Jeremiah lamented in chapter 6 and verse 10 of the men of Judah in his day, their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Now let's just stop there for a moment. Here is the mark of a people who need their covenant with God renewed. Here's the mark of a people who are a reproach to themselves and to their God. And they need to have that reproach rolled away. Here is the mark of a people in whom the flesh is not being mortified. Their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot hearken to God's word. They will not obey God's word. They have no delight in God's word. They run in the counsel of the ungodly. They walk in the way of sinners. They sit in the seat of the scornful. They have time for pleasure. They have time for business. They have time for TV. They have time for novels. They have time for music. They have time for friends. They have time for family. They have time for everything. But they have no time for the Bible. I want to tell you something. This is a terrible thing for a preacher to have to say, but it is unfortunately true that the overwhelming shame of the great body of professing Christians is their neglect of the Bible as the book of God. Their neglect of the Bible. People who can read a volume that thick for one class in college have never read that book once in 20 years. And then they have the lying audacity to say they believe this is God's word and the other is just the fallible word of man. Who on earth, or whom on earth are we kidding? Certainly not our God. This is the mark. Uncircumcised ears. The flesh not mortified. No time for the word. They can't hearken. They come to public worship. Maybe I'm speaking to you. Maybe I'm not only speaking to you. Maybe I'm tramping all over you. Well, as I've said many times before, if that's true, just let me know and I'll jump harder. Because it's very important we as a people get this. Doesn't matter. Of course, this is a relative statement when I say it doesn't matter. It does matter. But as far as our responsibility goes, it doesn't matter what the rest of the churches are doing. It doesn't matter what the rest of the so-called Christian world is doing. Matters between you and your God what you are doing. Matters between me and my God what I am doing. Maybe I'm speaking to you that you come to public worship and you cannot hearken. Other people get blessed, but you don't. God speaks to other people, but He never speaks to you. Others have their hearts stirred, but your heart remains like a block of ice. Others are melted to tears. You haven't shed a tear before God in years. What's wrong, ma'am? I'll tell you what's wrong. Jeremiah says their ear is uncircumcised. Its flesh is wrong with you. It blinds you. It deafens you. It covers your heart up from God. Takes away the warmth of love, the devotion, the zeal that ought to be there. What do we need, therefore? We need the cutting away of the flesh. As Paul calls it in the Colossians 2:11, the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh. That's what we need. Mortify, therefore, your members which are on earth. Mortify them. What does that mean? Make not provision for the flesh. Christians spend hours watching immoral, immodest, almost unclad people on their television screen. They bring these filthy perverts into their very kitchen or into their living room and they watch them and they call it art. The upper crust of the carnal among God's people. Can fill their mind with all the filth and the immorality and the wickedness of high artistic opera. And they wonder why they can't pray. I want to tell you, filth and iniquity, it doesn't matter if it's in the medium of rock music or in the medium of Mozart. It will never make you a man of God. Never make you a man of God. Don't misunderstand me. I sound like a Philistine when it comes to the arts. But I only sound that way. They have their place, as Calvinism has always recognized, but that place is at the feet of Jesus. That place is in complete submission to the law of God and to promote the gospel. Some of the greatest music in the world has been for that very purpose. And that's good. That's good. But don't you think you can spend your time, and I don't care whether it's studying the blue passages of Shakespeare or reading the porn of Hustler. You can't sit filling your mind with all the filth and wickedness of hell and then wonder why you can't pray, why you can't read, why you can't study, and why you can't go through with God. Circumcise, Moses says in chapter 10 of Deuteronomy, verse 16. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. Your heart. That you be no more stiff-necked. Jeremiah puts it this way. There's a wonderful conjoining of figures of speech in Jeremiah 4, verses 3 and 4. Break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Now that's a farming metaphor. Break up your fallow ground, the ground that has lain untended, over which the weeds have grown. Break it up. Only a fool would go out and start sowing thorn or sowing good seed on ground that had lain for years untended. But listen to how he goes on. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Take away the foreskins of your heart. There must be a mortifying of the flesh. That's always necessary before you can make spiritual progress or do spiritual service. You remember what Isaiah says in chapter 52, verse 11? Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her. This is the basis for the New Testament command, come out from among them and be separate. But listen, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Be ye clean. You may not all be capable of being theologians, linguists, musicians, preachers, or whatever. But I want to tell you, if you're a Christian, you can be clean. Be clean. Whatever else you are in this world, be clean. In the place of business, let your name be above reproach. Let your testimony be unspotted by the world. Whatever may be said of anybody else, be ye clean. You don't only bear the vessels of the Lord, you bear the name of the Lord. That's the great precondition of doing anything for God.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.